most precious Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we want to express our thanksgiving and appreciation on today, Lord. Thank you that you spared our lives to see this day. Thank you that you brought us to your house, Lord, for this midweek prayer meeting. Lord Jesus, thank you since your people and the rest of us left the services on Sunday. It's been your protection upon us, your mercies and kindness and goodness unto us, Lord. Thank you for journey mercies for those who traveled, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have this grace once again to be in your house, to hear from you and to commit our request unto thee. Lord Jesus, we pray that you be gracious unto us, Master. Help us, Lord, in the little admonition, Lord. May you, Master, take control, give us understanding. May you speak to our heart, O living God. Do something wonderful and special for us, Lord. Lord Jesus, at the time of prayer, help us to pray, Heavenly Father. We are depending on you to inspire us, to anoint us, Lord, to pray and give us, Master, may we have faith. Give us faith to believe our prayers, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, at the end of this service, may we have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Your servants in other places, help them also and see all of us true, Father. Thank you for granting this request. Your children that might be on their way coming, bring them down safely, Lord. Those that will be on the hookup, Lord, may you bless them also, Father. Thank you for granting all this request, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the midweek prayer meeting this evening. Let's take our Bible as we read from the book of Job. Job chapter 14. Job chapter 14. We'll read from verses 1 to 16. Job chapter 14 from verse 1. Man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And doest thou open thy eyes upon such a one and bringeth me into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bands that he cannot pass. Turn from him that he may rest till he shall accomplish as an hireling his day. For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Therefore, may though the root thereof was old in the heart, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the strength of water it will bud, and bring forth dove like a plant. But man dieth and wasted away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? And the waters, as the waters fail from the sea, and the flood decay and drieth up, so man lieth down and riseth not. The heaven be no more, they shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man die, shall he live again? And may all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thy hands. For now thou numberest my step. Dost thou not watch over my sins? May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. Look like out of season, and even the sermon we've been on for a while is also out of season. Why little Bethlehem? We are still continuing with the same sermon, but I just want to bring this one in this evening to remind us of what Brother Abraham said along the line of the scripture that we read. Now, in this sermon, why little Bethlehem that he preached in 63:12-14? 63:12-14. Paragraph 4. Brother Abraham said this of a brother that has gone to glory, Brother Williams. Paragraph 4. Okay. Trusting God to help us this evening and trusting that the time will be sufficient to where I wish us to reach. We'll continue with this until we get to the point I want us to reach. Now, paragraph 4. Have you ever noticed how nature testifies of God? We find the trees, the leaves go up the tree, and the life in the tree goes down into the ground like the grave, and stay there until the rot of the winter is past, then comes back again, bring forth new life, is a testimony that we live again. The sun rises of a morning, just a little baby is weak. After a while, is this time in high school. Then at noon is in his strength. Then the afternoon it begins to turn to the other side. Then in the evening it gets weak again and dies. But that is not the end of the sun. It comes up again the next morning to testify to another generation that there is a life, death, burial, and resurrection. Every nature everywhere speaks of him. Every nature is a great testimony in another way. That is, that we cannot have this resurrection life unless it serves God's purpose. Now, if a seed is planted and that seed is germinated, it brings forth a new flower. But if it isn't germinated, it will not bring forth a new flower if it doesn't serve God's purpose. Yet, not just because it's a flower, it rises because it serves God's purpose. That's the reason the sun rises, is because it serves God's purpose. And we rise when we serve God's purpose. Praise the Lord. I believe that Brother William served God's purpose in life. A real father. And I see his darling companion, Mrs. Williams, sitting here. A real husband. That is one of God's purpose. Not just a husband. Not just a father. But what? A real father. And what? A real husband. These are one of God's purposes. Praise the Lord. These are one of God's purposes. Okay. A real husband. That is one of God's purposes. A father, one of God's purposes. And he was germinized to God by the Holy Ghost. God's main purpose. Praise the Lord. God's main what? Purpose. God's main purpose is that all of us should be germinized by the Holy Ghost. Praise ye the Lord. That is God's main purpose. Is to have the Holy Ghost. Okay, let's continue. So to say that Brother William will not rise and be with us again, we have to say there is no going down of the sun, there is no rising of the sun. Everything speaks of his resurrection again, to be with us again. Everything, first the sun, the flower, the nature, botany, life, everything speaks of it. And then the word of God speaks for him. And beside that, the very faith that is in our heart persuades that we will see him again. God rest his soul. Praise the Lord. Let's go to expression. Expression. That Brother Bram preached in 6203:13. My boss gave me this tab. She said I could use it for both official and personal purpose. She also gave some of us in the school. So it's good for me to, it's good for me to use this in the service of the Lord. Praise the Lord. 6203:13, expression. Okay, paragraph 8. From the scripture we read, Rabban read this scripture to speak of a sister Bell, in this funeral service. Let's hear what he said. Okay, paragraph 8. And Job, the prophet, as he was thinking on these things, he detected it in botany, plant life, tree life. So he was noticing that how that God must be in his creation. That if he made the creation, then he must live in the creation. But he made it for a purpose. That worthy, O Lord, for thou hast made all things. For thou hast created all things. Oh, sorry, that is Revelation 4:11. I don't quote it wrongly. Revelation 4:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were what? Created. We are created for the pleasure and the purpose of God. Praise you, the Lord. We are coming to something. Okay. That if, that if he made the creation, then he must live for the creation. Because he made it for a purpose. For himself to live in, like a house that a man will build. This teeny little life that is in all of God's creation is subject to its maker. And he was thinking that if a storm comes by and will ring down a mighty tree, yet that wasn't the end of that tree. It will live again. If the tree dies, it will live. And many times when we are frustrated, if we would just look around us, you can see God everywhere. Now we all take him like in the tree. If the tree is put here, and everything is here to serve a purpose. But as we are here to serve a purpose, just as our sister was here to serve a purpose, we are all here for a purpose of God. If we can find what that purpose is and then serve it well there, surely if God is mindful enough of a resurrection of a botany life, he is mindful enough of a resurrection of for human life. So Job noticed, the patriarch, that the tree, if it dies, it lived again. And how that summer and winter changed his being. And each day there is left a testimony. He noticed if the tree was living in the summertime, and similarly in the winter it died, the leaves will hung, the leaf that hung on that on the tree. Now we are taught in the scripture that there is a tree of life. It was in the Garden of Eden, and the little tree of life is where Christian hung as a leaf on this tree. And now in the winter time, when the leaves are pretty, why they, in the summertime rather, when the leaves are pretty and green, after a while, frost come and colors them different colors, and they fall from the tree, and the life goes back into the root of the tree. If we just notice, it's a mysterious thing. Let's go to paragraph 20. Job had noticed these things. Then he noticed if the light of the sun, if you will notice, of a morning, the sun comes up, it's a baby. It raises a week. Then it comes into its teenage, about 9 or 10 o'clock. Then in the noontime, the middle of the day, is in its strength. Then it begins to fall. And finally set again over the west. as it dies out for the day. Could we call that the end of the sun? No. The next morning it comes back up again to bring a new day for us. Now what is this? Is God's expression. And the word expression means to make known a feeling. Is God's expression to us, to let us know his feeling for us, that death does not separate us eternally. We will rise again, come back again. Every time that the seed dies in the heart, in the fall of the year, just like these flowers, the little seed drop out of them when frost strike them, and the seed goes down into the ground. As strange as it may seem, yet it is the truth. God is so infinite that he doesn't overlook anything. He had a funeral procession for his flower. After the frost strikes them, then comes a rainfall and great big tears of drop of rain drop from the heaven and buries the flower seed. Pat upon it, and maybe it goes an inch or two beneath the heart. Then the cold winter winds begin to sweep, and the little petals are gone, and the stalk is gone, and then the bud freezes and dries up, and then the little seed freezes, and the bud runs out of it. And why? By time of spring, you can't find anything left of it. But is that the end of the flower? Never. It was put here for a purpose. And when it has served its purpose well, then God letting us know by the flower is expression to us. Just as sure as the sun gets a little closer to the earth to bring a warmer rain, you could not hide that life nowhere. You could cover it over with a rock. Did you ever notice when you lay your concrete in the winter time, where is the grass the thickest in the spring? Right around the edge of the concrete. Why is it? Is that life that is beneath the rock? When the sun begins to bathe the heart, you can't hide life. It will find a way out from under the concrete to stick its little head up to praise God, because the sun is the resurrection. The S-U-N is the resurrection of all bodily life. You can't hide it as long as the sun shines. The sun seems to be many times far away when it begins to shine. The sun of righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. And every life, no matter where is buried, how deep, how far in the water or in the sand, in the rock, it will rise to the glory of God. Because God is expressing to us, showing us just what he's doing. His purpose is to show us through the flower that the sun, through the tree, through all life, that he is the resurrection and the life. God resurrects his life when it serves his purpose. And if the flower serves his purpose, and God has a resurrection for the flower, how much more for our sister who serves her purpose in life? God has a resurrection for those that serve their purpose. We can find our purpose and then serve them. These little flower, you might ask about them, they are here this afternoon to serve a purpose. That is what this flower, God had them for, to serve a purpose. On and on could go. If you notice, these flowers are not all the same color of flower. They're different in color. We are showing that God is a God of variety. He likes different colors, mixing it together to make the banquet for he loves. God, a God of variety. He has his white flower, he has his red flower, and his all color of flower, and putting them together serve his purpose. He has big mountain and little hills and plains. He has desert, he has sea, he has the oak tree, the palm tree, everything blended together in its place, where God, the God of all nature, can live and enjoy his being as living in his creation in time. That's serving his purpose. If we think enough, if he thinks enough to resurrect that and made a way of escape for that, for service in the future again, how much more as he people, regardless of who we are, what race, color, creed, or whatever more, what can dwell together in the unity of God's presence and his blessing? There will be a resurrection someday, just as sure as there is a resurrection for the flower. We all see that. We all believe that. We all know that these things are all expression. They are testifying, telling us, making, knowing a feeling that God wants us to know. Praise the Lord. I hope. Okay. That's the place I want to get to this evening. All right, let's continue. 35. We are going somewhere. Just be patient. 35. Then he sent us his express image in the form of his son. God sent his son in the express image of himself to declare to the human race what he thought of us. He changed his caste. He became man. He became one of us. From God, the eternal Father, from the great Creator, who, before there was a world, filled all space and time. There was not even a meter or a light meter, neither was there any atom or a molecule. He was still God, and he will always be God. But the great one who, if you could look up at night and see the stars in the solar system. Some years ago, I had the privilege to look through this great scope, and where they claim you could see 120 million years of light space, light meter. And beyond that is still moons and stars and worlds that he controls. And then he was so mindful enough to make an expression to us, knowing that he is so great, yet he came down in the form of a human being to express what he was. He became a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. He lived a human life. He had no place to lay his head. He was expressing what God was. He healed our sicknesses. When we were sick, he raised up the dead to show that he was God's express image. He laid a plan down for us all, that where we too could look at this small expression and see God, then we could look up and see God's great expression and have the assurance then that when the hour comes, this isn't the end of it. Okay? Now, 41. Then in there, when the prophet saw these things take place, Job, he saw all the bodily life and so forth. Then we who are familiar with the Bible knows it. Sitting on this heap of ashes, in distress, trouble has struck him. His church member had told him that he had secretly seen many times. Listen carefully. This is one of the places I want us to reach. Many times it's been said that a person dies prematurely, or something that may be some sin they did. They did something wrong. That isn't the case to a Christian. Let me read that again. Many times it's been said that a person dies prematurely, or something that may be some sin they did. They did something wrong. That isn't the case to a Christian. Praise the Lord. A Christian cannot die prematurely, because in the first instance, the God who brought him, he had brought him for a purpose. Oh, praise ye the Lord. The God who brought him here brought him for a purpose. And the purpose of God, according to election, will surely stand. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, 43. When he saw this great final expression, God's making known his plan, through Jesus Christ, he cried with a voice. When the lightning flashed and the thunder roared, he said, I know my Redeemer liveth. And at the last day, he will stand upon the earth. And though after the skin one destroy my body, yet in my flesh I will see God, whom I shall see for myself. He saw that final expression many hundred of years ahead. But being a prophet, in the vision he saw the coming of God's great expression. He could look down and see the resurrection of the sea. He could see the resurrection of the tree. And the resurrection of the Son, after he had served his purpose and raised again, served for a day, raised for another day, flower for one funeral service, died, and resurrected for another funeral service. Everything served his purpose. Then he saw in the distance the coming of that just one and screamed, I know my Redeemer liveth. My flesh shall rest in hope, said David, because he will not suffer his only one to see corruption, neither will he leave his soul in hell. He saw that day, that perfect expression of God, what he was going to do, to make known to man that death is not the end of the road. This is not the end. This is the beginning. It's the end of sorrow. Praise the Lord. This is the end of sorrow. It's the end of time of decision. But it's beginning of time of joy and rewards. It's not the end of everything. It's just the end of the mortal thing. To bring the immortal things. Immortal things. She had gone to rest. God rest her soul. Praise ye the Lord. Abraham taught us in sermons like Speak to the Rock and sermons like Go Tell My Disciples that Elihu, when he came to Job, he did not rebuke Job. Abraham said Elihu straightened up Job. Job has seen that when a plant dies, it rises again. When a plant is cut down, spout of the water plow, that plant did what? That plant will come up. But when a man dies, Job said, he lieth down, and his children are with him to do the burial, but he knoweth it not. He said, will a man rise again? Then Job said, the flower, the animal life, are not the one that sinned. Praise the Lord. Flower and animal life did not sin. It is man who sinned. And because man sinned, that is why man dies. But there is commonly a just one who will stand as a bridge between a sinful man and a holy God and bridge the gap. And then resurrection will take place. Then Abraham said, when Job heard this, he was threatened. He rised up. He saw the vision. That was when he said, I know my Redeemer liveth. At the last day, he will stand upon the earth. He said, even though skin won't come out of this body, he said, yet in my flesh, I shall see God. Praise you, the Lord. So, looking at a real father, that is one of God's purpose. I wish there is time for us to go that what a real father goes through. I wish there is time to go through what a real mother goes through. Praise ye the Lord. To be a real mother, to be a real father. Those are the things that those hard times that we go through to raise our children, we are serving God's purpose. Those times that you have to struggle, those times that you have to carry your children, some of us, when our children are sick, what do? We will never rest. Until that child gets well, there is no rest for us. Is it prayer you will pray? Is it hospital you pray? Is it to borrow money to go to the hospital you borrow the money? To do what? By doing that, we are doing what? Serving God's purpose.
Praise ye the Lord.
But there is a main purpose that God said we must serve. And that is the purpose to do what? To conquer sin. And we are not the one that will conquer sin. Being in Christ is when the sin shall no longer have dominion over you. That purpose, all of us must fulfill that purpose also. Because that is the main purpose of God, but Abraham said, to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Then resurrection is sure. Praise ye the Lord. That is the truth. All this service that we are doing, we have not finished. So God's prayer in our life will continue serving God's purpose. We'll continue next time. Serving God's purpose. Who can serve God's purpose? Can the God purpose be defeated in the life of a child of God? That is those things we are going to look at it. Can God's purpose be defeated in the life of a child of God? It's not possible. Because a child of God, God will make sure that he serves his purpose right. And he comes up in the resurrection. For that is the hope of Christianity. Praise ye the Lord. Christianity is not just to come to church. Christianity is not just to sit down and be a good church member. The main purpose of Christianity is that we will rise again. Praise ye the Lord. And that is why we are here. May God help us. We'll continue God's prayer in our lives another time. Let us bow down our heads. A Christian can never die a premature death. When you are talking of premature death, that is not for a Christian. Because God's purpose in his life can never be defeated. God bless you, sir. God's purpose in his life can never, never be defeated. As we are praying, I want to read from Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. From verse 28. And we know that all things worketh together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? For if God be for us, who can stand against us? He that spare not his own Son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Praise the Lord. There is somebody who makes intercession for a Christian. That is why a Christian cannot sin. And that is why a Christian cannot die until God's purpose is fulfilled in his life. Let's commit ourselves unto the hand of the Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. If you want us to be remembered in prayer, as our pastor will pray for us, why don't you raise up your hand for prayer? God bless you, sir.
Blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you again this evening for sparing our lives since we left here on Sunday to be here again this evening for service. We are very grateful to you. We thank you as your prophet has taught us in your word, O God, that truly you hide the simplicity and you reveal yourself in the same. Thank you, Heavenly Father. When the first runner of Christ came here, he never attended school for one day. And yet, he was the only one that knew that Christ was present in our midst. Well, because it was in simplicity. Our Father and our God, thank you for sending a prophet to us that have not come to speak vocabularies that we cannot even understand by the interpretation of the dictionary. He has taken simple things to express God unto us. Our Master and our God, we just had a portion of it, but the time is short. But as short as it is your word, it has gone forth in simplicity. And yet, in his power, we are very grateful, Father. You have taught us, Lord, that Christians, they don't die prematurely because we've got a purpose, a plan, a program for them. Thank you, Master. Blessed be thy name, Lord. After you have used physical things to tie spiritual, you finally hammered it to tell us the importance of resurrection. We are very grateful. Until Job knew, had this revelation, he asked a lot of questions. But after the revelation struck him, it was something else altogether. We look unto you, God, that you help each and every one of us. As the things of God can never be understood except by your Spirit. Because holy men of God wrote the Bible as they were moved by your Spirit. It is that same Spirit that was in death to be in us, to have revelation and understanding and ability to live by the things that are in the Bible. May you help us, Lord. Not pass any of us by while you are blessing your people. Thank you, Father. The hands that are up, you know what these hands are up for. You know all things. We don't need to bring any information to you because you know everything, even the thoughts of our hearts. Meet us at the point of our knees as individuals. Help us, Father, as the service continues. Inspire that anoint us, grant us option. May we pray as expected of us as Christians. Blessing Sabbath, strengthen him for the virtue that has set him as we lead the service in your hands, Lord. Thank you, our Master. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen.
Bless you. Let's sing this hymn before I hand over to the associate pastor. 47. I know not me. I know whom I believe. I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known.
Make me for Jesus. Bye. Our kind Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for making it possible for us to gather in your house for this midweek service. And we thank you for the blessings we have received right from the worship service to the time of preaching of your word and also the time of prayers unto you. We bless your name, O God, for the privilege to speak to you, our Creator. Lord, in line with your promises, we have laid our bodies down as you instructed us to do. We are asking that you give unto each one of us a faith that we have need, O God, Lord, to leave them there, and Lord, to be in expectation for their manifestation. We know, Lord, that you are faithful in that promise, because you will keep what you have promised. Thank you, dear Father. As we go back to our homes, we pray that you take us home safely, watch over us in the highway and byway. Lord, we ask that the rest of the week will be wonderful and peaceful unto all of us. The servant you have used for the service, may you bless and replenish him for the virtue that has left him little the on of his ministry. The rest of your servants that are not here, may you bless them where they are. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your name. Lord, if we are still here on this side of eternity and we are able to assemble again on Sunday, may we come and receive blessings from you again. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. The Lord bless you. We alright. We welcome Brother David Ezemuse and also Brother John Obefo from God bless you from Dabiri Church. Yeah, I want to thank you for your prayers for me when I travel to Port Harcourt on Thursday for the funeral program that we attended on Saturday. The program was a success and the journey also was smooth. Thank you very much for your prayers. The brethren in Port Harcourt, they send greetings and we request that you uphold the Oima family in prayers, that the Lord will help them in times like this. God bless you. Brother Joseph sent me a message around the service, close to the service time, that he's just entering Ibadan from Ogbomosho and that they are going to connect to the service online. By the time we get to him, I'll be late to start coming. Shall we rise? He's coming back again. He's coming back again. He went away from listening to tape on Friday. Maybe somebody else might think some other program, but we have tape on Friday. God bless you. He's coming back.